Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today, we are joined by Rocky Damiano. He is seeking the Republican nomination for Iowa Senate District 27. That includes Hardin and Grundy counties. In our broadcast area, we'll be challenging current Senator Annette Sweeney for the Republican nomination during the June 2nd primaries, less than 1 month to go until the primary. And Rocky, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
That's my pleasure.
So, Rocky, a little bit about yourself. Obviously, people know the name. They know your son's name, especially around Iowa Falls and Alden, due to his athletic abilities and what have you. But just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Marion. I was born in a small town in Phoenix, actually, called Levine. Moved to Iowa when I was four. I currently live in Iowa Falls here. I'm the owner of Nimrod Meats Locker in Iowa Falls. I was a Farm Bureau insurance agent for 24 years, retired from there last November. I was also a industrial arts teacher here at the high school. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and married 28 years this June. I have four children. Obviously, my oldest is Gabby, who's going to make me a grandpa this year. So that's kind of exciting for us. My son, Jaden, is a sophomore at USD in Vermilion, South Dakota. And then I have a sophomore, Nico, and my youngest daughter, Charlie.
I think they say coyotes, not coyotes. There, it's
yeah. They get a little hurt when you say coyotes. So,
so why did you decide to enter this race here, Rocky?
You know, one of the main reasons, obviously being a veteran and standing, you know, on the firm foundation of our Constitution, when you know our current governor Kim Reynolds vetoed the eminent domain bill, I just felt it was time for you know somebody to step up and challenge that. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I pride myself on is obviously standing firm on the Constitution. And that definitely violates our constitutional rights. And our current senator has voted to allow eminent domain for private gain. And we just stand on two different sides of the fence on that issue.
Again, we're joined by Rocky Damiano, seeking the Republican nomination for Iowa Senate District 27. That includes all of Hardin and Grundy counties in a broadcast area, talking about his run. Again, the June primary is less than 4 weeks away. So, Rocky, the next question, you talked about eminent domain to extents here the last couple interviews we've done. What are some other issues you feel are facing Iowans, maybe hurting Iowans at this time?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the big, another big issue for me is the human trafficking piece. You know, Iowa, the junction between 35 and 80 is one of the highest areas for sex trafficking, human trafficking. You know, my wife, Carla, she worked for Wings of Refuge, which was founded here in Iowa Falls, which is a house for rehabilitation of sex trafficked women. And, you know, the stories you hear that they go through are just horrifying. And I think that, you know, we need to have stronger regulations, stronger laws, and more support in that area. That's another thing dear to my heart. You know, we also have the issue with water quality in Iowa. We have a cancer issue going on in Iowa. You know, those are, again, things that need to be addressed. We have property taxes that are, you know, out of control. Again, another big thing. And, you know, another thing is taxes, you know, the everyday taxes that Iowa hardworking Iowans are burdened with. We have, you know, a situation there were eight tax increases that went through the session this year. And our current senator approved, you know, voted to approve all eight of them, one of them being the tax, the gas tax that now it's going to be automatically increased without cause or votes. Again, we're taxed beyond belief, not only in the U.S., but here in Iowa. So again, that's one of the things that we have to stand firm on, not to raise taxes here in Iowa, and address all the other things. And I think one of the biggest issues or keys to getting this done is having conversations. And I don't think that our senators, not all of them, but a good majority of them, just don't want to have conversations, not only in the aisle but across the aisle. And if you can't start a conversation and work to find common ground, we're just never going to get anything done. And that's where, being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, being in insurance and the financial industry, being a general contractor at one point in time, you got to be able to have the conversations. And sometimes they're tough conversations. And at the end of the day, not everybody's going to be happy how it always turns out. But I think if you have the right conversation, the right tone, you're going to be able to get things accomplished. And that's what we need to do.
So since you first announced you're running for this seat, that's almost been a year, it's last summer to be exact, when you announced. Have you had a chance to talk with some of your constituents there, not just in Hardin, but in Grundy, going down to Tama as well, to kind of get an idea of what their biggest issues are and what their thoughts are facing Iowans here in 2026?
Yeah, absolutely. Having a chance to be at the Capitol, talking not only with people in our districts but in other districts, it's again having those conversations, being able to sit and say, "Hey, how do we fix this problem? Where do you see, where do we start?" And again, I'm always going to say it starts with a conversation. And one of the things too is what I hear a lot of is senators, current senators, not even responding back to those questions, or having somebody go write a little note to pull the senator out of the session, out of the chambers, and nobody just bothers showing up. It just seems to me that some of our senators are afraid to have those hard conversations or to even engage. If you don't have the answer, you don't have the answer, but that doesn't mean you run and hide. It means you got to sit and talk about it and figure out what that common ground is and how do we get those things done. Obviously, the eminent domain was huge. A lot of topics on that, not only with, again, constituents in my district, but other districts. And some are like, "Well, you probably want to talk to me. I'm in a different county." That's not what we're hired for. We're voted into this position by the people of Iowa. So whether you're in my district or a different district, you got to have those conversations. And that's the big thing, is I think the eminent domain was huge, but also just lack of response from senators and other districts to their constituents about things.
And finally, Rocky, the June primary is now exactly 3 weeks away, I should say. I mentioned it was under 4 weeks earlier, but it is 3 weeks from today. Come June 2nd, why should people put a vote next to your name during the primary?
Because I'm going to stand up for their rights. I'm going to stand up for the Constitution. I'm going to be obtainable, meaning if you call, text, or email me, you're going to get a response back. I may not have the answer. Again, I'm not a career politician by any means, but I am a people. I'm a person. And that's who we need, is somebody who's going to sit in there and take those hard questions that were asked to the floor, to the sessions, and work with the House to get things done. And I'm all for term limits. Listen, you have to be at some point in time in politics, realize it's time to go. It's time to step down and get fresh blood in there with a new set of eyes. And I'm that guy. I'm not doing this for the money. I don't need any more headaches in my life. I'm doing this to protect the people of Iowa and be there for them. And again, I'm not afraid to have those hard conversations, not only with the people in Iowa, but also the politicians in the Senate and the House.
Again, we've been talking with Rocky Damiano, Iowa Falls business owner, as we talk about his run for Iowa Senate District 27, seeking the Republican nomination here as the June primary is just 3 weeks away. And Rocky, thanks a lot for joining us and good luck on June 2nd.
All right. Thank you very much, Mitch.
All right, our thanks to Rocky Damiano for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hey Hampton, this is Stephanie Klutzer with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to our 11th annual Relay for Life Walking Taco Fundraiser. Join us Friday, May 15th from 11 to 1:30 in our north parking lot. Swing by for a tasty walking taco, cookie, and bottled water. You can either drive up or grab a seat and enjoy. Call ahead at 641-456-4793 to place your order. The cost is just $7 and every dollar goes to Franklin County Relay for Life. Don't miss out. Help us support a great cause and enjoy some lunch. See you there.